You've probably heard the word microbiome. It's become quite popular lately. And just in case you haven't, our microbiome is the trillions of tiny organisms that live in and on our bodies. But the bulk of those organisms live inside of our gut. And what we've realized over this last decade is that that ecology in our gut supports a lot of our body's functions. So the most important, of course, is our digestion. Those organisms help us assimilate our food. They make some vitamins, which is, of course, is how we get our nutrients and stay vital. But what's more interesting, actually, is that that microbiome actually helps mold our immune system from the time we're born throughout our lives. So if that ecology is vibrant, diverse, you know, full of thousands of species, we tend to have a vibrant immune system. And if that internal jungle, if you will, loses species, becomes more stark or sparse, then our immune system also wanes. So when we think about aging well, this is of huge importance, that if our guts lose their microbiome diversity, we can end up getting sicker and sicker instead of maintaining that vitality. A friend of mine pointed out to me that they've actually done studies looking at environments. So if you're a healthy 65-year-old, it's terrific, no problem. But as we get older and people's worlds get smaller, or they become homebound, or they get institutionalized, or spend time in a nursing home, that institution tends to have a smaller diversity. That institution tends to have less diversity, and then those residents of those places end up with less diversity, which contributes to their frailty, contributes to the deterioration of their health and vitality. So of course there are things that support that microbiome diversity, the primary one being how we eat. A whole foods diet, fruits, vegetables, whole grains, beans, nuts, seeds, all those things that come from nature to us are full of nutrients, but they're also full of fiber. And those fibers are called prebiotics. They're the food for those microorganisms that live inside of us. So to help them thrive, we eat this natural fiber-dense diet. The other things that we eat that help that ecology are fermented foods. So the obvious would be yogurts and kefir, things that are pretty common. But any other kind of naturally fermented food like pickles or sauerkraut or kimchi or kombucha, they're all really lovely supports for that inner jungle. You can take probiotics, so pills that contain more good bacteria, more good organisms, but there's not really evidence yet that those actually repopulate your inner ecology. They can be helpful, especially if you've already been through, let's say, antibiotic treatment. You want to recolonize what's been destroyed. But in the big picture, we don't really need that. The other way that we support that inner jungle is to hydrate. There's a mucus membrane that's covered with a layer of mucus inside our whole GI tract. And in our intestinal tract, that is a barrier between our inner world and that external world of the lumen of the colon and intestines. So that barrier keeps out any invasive bacteria, any partially digested food. So hydration sounds so simple, but that really does help maintain that mucus membrane lining. We know that other things support that microbiome diversity aside from what we eat. We know that stress management helps. In fact, when we're stressed out, we diminish the good bacteria. We know that exercise helps maintain that vibrancy of that inner ecology. And really what it boils down to is that we live a balanced, wholesome life. in my experience as a holistic physician, I say this all the time to people young and old, that our bodies have incredible power to heal and regulate and balance themselves as long as we give them basic supports, good food, hydration, exercise, manage our stress level. Those things are really the pillars of our health and vitality. And when you do that, attend to your own lifestyle, you're supporting that gut garden, that inner ecology.